Well, it's fantastic to see you here at the Greater Newcastle 100 Grand Final. Fantastic year for yourself. You ran the line in the second grade there, of course, but how's the season been overall as a referee?
Really excellent. I've been fortunate enough to do some games here in Newcastle. I actually got to do my first Prem 1 game, which is sort of was my goal for the year. I've been away with some sevens tournaments through the AIU and through nationals as well. Just went NAIA there as well with Rachel, Kath and China and those girls, which was excellent. And I've actually reffed on the Central Coast and Sydney as well this year. So lots of rugby and lots of coaching, and everything's looking really good.
Well, it's fantastic. We're seeing the ladies out there with the whistle, the likes of Kath Little. Also, of course, Amy Perry, who did a great job in the Women's World Cup final as well. You get to intermingle and mix with those ladies as well as you learn the craft of refereeing.
Yeah, definitely. I've been fortunate enough to go to those tournaments this year with the girls and definitely learn a lot with Amy, our number one, and Rachel and China as well. So work really closely with Rachel Horton, which is fantastic. She's sort of taking me under her wing and helps me out a lot. And I'm learning from absolutely everyone and just can't get enough at the moment.
Yeah. What about abuse out on the field? It seems to be a big deal. We've got plenty of blokes who want to be Dave Klimmer or James Graham and slag referees off to. Most of the blokes go, before they swear at you, or what's the story there? Is it you got a policy? Because I'm a bit of a believer, if you swear at a referee, no matter what, you know, they should be carded, should be red carded.
Yeah, I really like that theory. I've actually been fortunate. I don't get too much abuse, so that I hear anyway. So I think on the very rare occasion it's usually dealt with, or the boys actually deal with it themselves, and which is always nice. They step in and sort of say, hey, don't speak like that. And I think I like to be seen as a referee, not just a female ref, so I hope that they're doing that for everyone out there. And I think on the rare occasion we do get abused, we do definitely deal with it properly here in Newcastle.
What do you do for a living in the great metropolis, being an Overcastrian?
I'm actually one of the primary school teachers. I teach special ed out at Dungog Primary School. So I sort of deal with a lot of kids that might have some special needs, mainly autism, some learning difficulties, emotional difficulties, also hearing loss, visual loss, that sort of thing. So, yes, definitely got some perks. Only got 7 kids in the class, which is lovely, and our teacher's aid, so we all work really hard in there together.
Explain to me in English what autism is, because it's something that more and more people should be talking about and getting the message out so we can find some cures and, you know, deal with it a lot better as a collective.
Oh, look, absolutely. The statistics in autism are just huge at the moment. There's so many students affected in some levels. It's a very, very broad range. It's hard to sort of describe what autism is, but it definitely has effects on behaviour, emotions, learning. It's sort of, and you can have different levels of it. So it's a really, really tricky sort of diagnosis, and there's so many kids out there that need some help. So we definitely need to get some more research and funding, and especially into the classrooms, on how we can help these kids better learn. So
finally, how did you get into refereeing? Did you play a little bit yourself?
Yeah, I actually played for about 15 years, played in the front row for a very long time, and ended up sort of losing a bit of weight, lost about 70 kilos, and then came back as a halfback, which was nice. I was actually a coach of mine who was a referee, was reffing us one day, and I really wasn't happy with him, and he told me basically in not so many nice terms to go and get my ref ticket, so I did, and now I'm moving up the ranks and having a great time with it, so really enjoy it.
Was it just a matter of cutting back on the eating, just running around everywhere, or going to the gym every day to lose that obscene amount of weight?
Definitely eat less, run more. That's pretty much it. Yeah, just plain and simple.
Thanks for your time, Ron, and we wish you all the best moving forward.